I'm Edward October, creator host of Octoberpod, and we're both listening to Freaky as Fuck on the Darkcast Network.
Darkcast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of the Freaky as Fuck podcast. I'm your host, Sarai, and I hope you're all having a wonderful day. Happy Father's Day to all the daddies out there. We see you, we love you, we hear you. And if you've ever told me a dad joke ever, thank you. And you are my father. Today's episode is wild. Holy shit. I learned so much about this topic, so much more than what school taught me. So cool. Yeah. Thanks for nothing, public school system. So we're all familiar with the story of the assassination of the 16th president of the US, Abraham Lincoln. But did you know that someone else was there with him in the theater box when he was shot? John Wilkes Booth not only took the life of our 16th president, he also ruined the lives of another family. Henry Reed Rathbone was born on July 1st, 1837 in Albany, New York. He was one of four children. His father, Jared L. Rathbone, was a wealthy businessman who wound up becoming Albany's first elected mayor. Unfortunately, his father would pass away when Henry was just 17 years old, and he would inherit a hefty amount of money. $200,000 to be exact, which would equal to around $7.6 million today. His mother, Pauline, would go on to remarry New York Senator Ira Harris, and Ira was also a widower and had four children of his own with his late wife, Louisa Tubbs. One of those children was a daughter named Clara Harris. The blended family all lived together under the same roof once Pauline and Ira married, and Henry and his stepsister wound up forming a close bond with each other. So much so that the two would end up falling in love and getting engaged in 1861. Shortly after their engagement, the Civil War breaks out. Henry would go on to join the Union Army and would climb the ranks to assume the role of major of the 12th United States Regular Infantry Regiment. The war was beginning to come to an end by April of 1865, and on the evening of April 14th, Henry and Clara were extended an invitation to join the President and Mrs. Lincoln at Ford's Theater for a showing of the acclaimed comedy, Our American Cousin. They were seated next to the Lincolns in the presidential box of the theater when Confederate sympathizer and anti-abolitionist John Wilkes Booth snuck his way in. Booth was also, believe it or not, a thespian and was familiar with a specific part in the play when the audience would typically break into a hysteric laughter, and he knew that it would be loud enough to muffle the sound of a gunshot. So during the second scene of Act 3 of the play, when actor Harry Hawk delivered his anticipated line and the crowd broke into a roaring laughter, Booth shot the president at point-blank range behind his left ear. Immediately, Rathbone stood up from his seat and attempted to subdue the assailant, but Booth was able to get away after slashing Henry with a large knife and then stabbing him in the left arm. Booth leapt from the presidential box, breaking his leg in the process, and made his way to the stage where he was able to escape from behind the theater. In attempts to get the president some help for his injuries, Rathbone rushed to the door of the presidential box only to find it had been barred shut with a wooden plank. He could hear people on the other side trying to get through, and after some time they were eventually able to get through the door, and Dr. Charles Leale was the first surgeon to reach President Lincoln. Upon first glance, Dr. Leale was sure the president was dead. In his 1909 book titled Lincoln's Last Hours, he wrote, "His eyes were closed and his head had fallen forward." He was being held upright in his chair by Mrs. Lincoln, who was weeping bitterly. Dr. Liel made the decision to move the president to the ground so that he could better assess his injuries. And it's when Dr. Liel lifted his eyelid that he was able to determine that he had suffered from a brain injury. He located the entry wound on the back of his head and was able to remove some of the clotted blood, which released some pressure off of his brain, which then produced a pulse. The decision was made by Dr. Liel and two other doctors who were present, Dr. Charles S. Taft and Dr. Albert F. A. King, to move the president to the Peterson boarding house located across the street from the theater, as they felt he was too badly injured to transport back to the White House. Mrs. Lincoln, Henry, and Clara would accompany them. It's said that Lincoln was way too tall to fit on the bed, so he was laid diagonally for Dr. Liel to perform a full examination. President Lincoln would never regain consciousness and would succumb to his injuries the next morning at 7:22 a.m., April 15, 1865. He was 56 years old. Booth was located 11 days at a barn in Port Royal, Virginia. Union soldiers set the barn on fire in order to get Booth to come out, but he was shot dead while still inside. Henry and Clara would marry 2 years after Lincoln's death and had 3 children together, 2 boys and a girl. However, the assassination of the president would haunt Henry for the rest of his life. He suffered greatly from survivor's guilt and felt that he was responsible for President Lincoln's death. His mental state, as well as his physical health, would rapidly deteriorate throughout the years, and in 1870, he would retire from the army. Everyone around him believed that he would snap out of it eventually, but he was becoming more and more disillusioned by the second. He was paranoid with the idea that Clara was planning on taking the kids and leaving him. And just before dawn of Christmas Eve, 1883, at their home in Hanover, Germany, Henry Rathbone grabbed a knife in his revolver and murdered Clara before stabbing himself in the chest 5 times. He survived his injuries, but was convicted for the murder of Clara Harris. After being declared insane, he was sent to an asylum in Hildesheim, Germany, where he spent the remainder of his days until his death on August 11, 1911. Henry and Clara's 3 children went back to Albany to be raised by their uncle William Harris. One of their sons, Henry Riggs Rathbone, went on to become a Republican congressman in Illinois. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the very tragic story of Henry Reed Rathbone. If you enjoyed this episode, please do me a solid by rating 5 stars and leaving a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. If you'd like to further support the show, you can do so by donating to our coffee or by buying yourself something nice from our merch store. Both links to those can be found in the show notes. Be sure to add me on socials. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at FreakyAFPod. That's FreakyAFPod. And if you'd like to shoot us an email, you can do that as well. Shoot that over to FreakyAFPodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to check out our website, www.freakyafpodcast.com, and be sure to tune back in next week for some more spooky shit. Bye!
Hello, Twisted Humans. Do you find yourself wanting to know more about the latest murder, conspiracy, cults, or haunting?
Then this is the podcast for you. We're bringing the most intense stories that'll keep you up at night.
He was found guilty of voluntary manslaughter and felonious assault, but he was only sentenced to 5 months of probation.
And this would be the last time that anyone ever saw him.
There are allegedly 2 women who also drowned in the first-class pool.
Was this the same glowing green that they had seen in the darkness the night before?
He had refused to sit near the wagon cloth
because of stains on it, which were most likely blood. Join us every Tuesday for a glass of wine or sangria and a dose of true crime. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Sierra. And this is
Twisted and Uncorked.
Hey, this is Autumn, host of Autumn's Oddities on Darkcast Network. On my show, I talk about murder, cryptids, and ghosts. So you could probably guess that my tastes are a bit on the darker side. So when I shop for unique novelties and gifts, I like to keep an eye out for something with a little bit of, something out of the ordinary. That's why I shop at Bat Wings and Butterflies. Bat Wings and Butterflies is an independent, creator-owned and operated boutique featuring handmade knit creations that run the gamut of the wild and dark side. Here you'll find knit toys and stuffies like little baby Baphomets and giant tarantulas, household knits like blankets, doilies, and water pipe cozies, and much more. Every item is an original work of art, handmade with love by a talented artisan. Order your one-of-a-kind creations today. Find Batwings and Butterflies on Instagram at Batwings and Butterflies. My favorite product is definitely the little baby Baphomet. Oh, look at him. Just go online and look. It looks like he's hailing himself. He's the perfect little demon baby to cuddle with on a cold night while you're listening to podcasts on the Darkcast Network. Go get yours today.